You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it is, Beverly. I agree with you. It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for this day. We thank God for this opportunity once again to come on into your homes, into your cars. And guess what? By the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that was mentioned along the way. I'm telling you, so glad that you're here. So glad that you're here. Want to say to all of you, Happy New Year. This is the day, again, that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Happy New Year to you. Good morning, Prophetess Gathers. God bless you. Thank God for all of you as tuned into the radio broadcast on today. Because guess what? It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day in your life. Guess what? Just like the year has changed. Just like the year has changed. 2025 is gone. There will be no more of 2025, but all now it's brand new over here in this brand new year, 2026. God is still who he say he is. He's still going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. He's going to meet every need. He's going to take you through everything that he have taken you through up until this present moment. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. I just want you to know, good morning to all of you. God bless you, Sister Gaynor. God bless you. Good morning. Thank God for all of you again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning, because I know that you know that God is still on the throne. No matter what it looks like, he's still on the throne. No matter what it feels like, God is still on the throne, and he's going to do exactly what he said. He is the covenant keeper. He keep his word. I like what the other translation says. Amen. He hastens to his word to perform it. Praise God. And if you put it out there, he hastens to his word to perform it for you and I. We must believe God. We must continue to walk in our belief. Hold fast to our confession. Because guess what? Our God still reigns and he still lives. Come on. Come on. Go with me to into a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time, God. We thank you for this present moment right now, God, that we're in right now, Father. We thank you this morning that you kept us, oh God. You kept us while we slumbered and slept last night, Father. You woke us up early this morning, Father. Some, God, have returned back to work, God. Some, God, has still got some time off, Father. We thank you, God. People are still traveling, Father. We thank you now, God, that this mercy, this grace that you have given unto us, Lord, it continues to follow us, God. It continues to keep us, God. We thank you now, Father God, for the sick and shut in, those that are going through bereavement hour. Touch them, Father. Bring them out, Father God. We thank you now, God. Give them peace, God. We're there torn in their mind and heart, Father. We thank you to this day, Lord. We thank you once again, those that are incarcerated, Father. Look on them, Father. God, we pray for their minds, God. We pray for them, God, as they're going through, or however they're going through it, Father. You are the ultimate one. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. And we thank you now, God. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Good morning once again to you. Amen. Good morning to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple family. Good morning to you, you, and you. Thank God for you. Amen. Amen. We trust and pray that you had a prosperous new year that comes in. Amen. That you will have a prosperous new year. Praise our God. We want to say happy birthday to those of you that have celebrate your birthdays. Our church mother celebrated her birthday. Amen. This round, this time. All right. Pastor Lori, what a daughter Lori, want to say happy birthday to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that are celebrating your birthday around this time, happy birthday to you, you and you. Amen. Evangelist Mara, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. I want you to get excited about, amen, just as we were just excited about the beginning of the year. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, keep your excitement. Keep your hope. Keep your faith. Come on. Hallelujah. There are going to be some days. Come on. Yes, there are going to be some days. You got to reflect back to how you were excited about the first becoming part of the year. You got to go back and reflect back. I was so excited about it. It happened. We made it over. 2025 is gone. Hallelujah. But 2026 is here. Praise God. And we are in the land of the living. Praise God. We have the active of our limbs. And we give God the praise and the glory and the honor. Amen. We thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. My wife, God bless you. Thank God for you. All our prophets at the church, and all our evangelists at the church. We thank God for you. Amen. I want you to get excited about what God is doing. Yeah, God is doing in your life. Come on, what God is going to do in your life down through this year. Coming, this year has just come in. Praise God. Keep the excitement. Keep it alive. Keep hope. Keep it alive. Because God is who he say he is. And he is going to do exactly what he say he is going to do. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Why? Because he's still on the throne. Why? Because he's a man of his word. Why? Because his word is take root. His word take premonition. His word takes the hope and the peace. His word is his bond towards you and I. So we must believe and trust God no matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like, God is still able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Come on, somebody. I want you to know this morning, on this Friday morning, over here in this brand new year. Praise God. Brand new year. A year that we have not ever experienced this before. Praise God. Oh, my God. Old things now are passed away. 2025 is passed away. It's gone. It's never to return no more. So now we're entering into a new year. Praise God. So what you're saying, Apostle, I'm saying this, the same God that brought you through 2025, it's the same God that's going to bring you through 2026. Come on. He's not going to change. He's not going to change. His word is not going to change. He's still the same. Amen. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. He's going to make a way. Yes, he is. Come on. Yes, he is. He's going to keep the tender healing your body. Yes, he is. Come on. Why? Because his word cannot change. His word cannot alter. Praise our God. He can't alter his word. Hallelujah. For you and I, he had to stand by his word. He stands by his word again to do what? To hasten to it. To do what? To perform it for you. Praise God. So this is why it's very important that as believers, we speak the word only. Come on. We walk in the word. We talk the word. We live the word. Come on. Why? Because this word is very important. This word is very important. I will do what? Keep you what? In perfect peace. What? Whose mind? What? Is stay on thee. So in the midst of what we're in, facing this brand new year, he said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Praise our God. He's going to keep us in perfect peace. And that why? If we keep our mind. Excuse me. If we keep our mind stayed on him, he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. Praise our God. There is nothing too hard for him. All we must do is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him, and he's going to do what? Direct our path. Come on. That's what we got to do in this brand new year. Come on. We got to do it. You can't do it no other way around it. There's no way through it, but just to go through it in this brand new year. Praise our God. Yes, a lot of us excited about it. We're excited about it. A lot of us, oh, we don't got a rhyme for the year and all of this. But I'm telling you, yes, in the midst of it all, it's exciting to be in a brand new year. Praise God. But you got to look. We're going to be faced with many tests and trials that's coming up. Don't set yourself up. Just think because the year don't change that you're not going to be faced with challenges. You're not going to be faced with circumstances and situations. Yes, you are. But to know this, the same excitement that we was excited about when the year came in, that's the excitement that we got to remain. We got to remain throughout 2026 because why? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord's going to do what? Deliver them out of them all. Praise our God. And we're going to have tests. We're going to have trials. Come on. And that ain't going to change it. That ain't going to change. Come on. We're going to have it as long as we're in this world. Come on. But we must know this. Guess what? The great I am, the master builder, the master builder is with us. Come on. He has not changed. He will not change. Because of the circumstance that we're in. Good morning, Mother Cleo. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Come on. I'm telling you, we're going to make it. We will make it. Come on. I don't care what the enemy will try to bring against us. I'm not glorifying him, but I don't care what the enemy is going to try to bring against us over in this new year. God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do, but we must do what? Do our part as what? Being believers, as keeping the faith, as keep walking and trusting in God. We have no other choice. I have no other choice. I'm going to say I have no other choice. Come on, to put my trust in nobody, put my hope and confidence in nobody. Come on, because man will fail. Man will let you down. Come on, but there's one man I know is the only one that will stand. Hallelujah, that bring you through it. Come on. If he have not brought you out of it, he will keep you in it. He's the only one. I was thinking on my way in to the radio station this morning, right along, just giving God praise and giving God thanks for this brand new year that he have allowed us to see. So when I begin to think about when Jesus told him, say, go fishing, and the first fish you catch, come on, get open his mouth and get enough money out to pay your taxes and mine. Oh my God. I thought about this, you all. God can do anything. God created that fish, put the money in the fish's mouth. Come on. This is what I'm trying to tell you. God will make a way for you. He see you going through. He know it. He will make a way for you because he is the way. Come on. He is the way. So he said, go fishing. Told him, the first fish you catch, open his mouth. Can you imagine? Open his mouth, reach in there, get enough money to pay your taxes and mine. So God is concerned about you and your bills. Uh-oh. God is concerned about you and everything you got facing going on. Even though some of us got ourselves in situations that we didn't have to. And then some of us, some circumstances that we couldn't help. But still, God made a way and he will make a way. So don't let the enemy try to bring encouragement or disappointment to you in areas in your life. Because if God was concerned about that, like he told him, open the fish's mouth, get enough money out to pay your taxes and mine. God going to take care of you over in 2026. God going to meet your needs. Come on here. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thought about that, and it just resonated in my spirit. And I was just thinking, but God, you're amazing. Out of all the fishes in the sea, hallelujah, he told him the specific. He didn't say what kind of fish. He said the first fish you catch. So your blessings, come on, it ain't going to just only come one way. Come on, it's going to come many ways. The first fish you catch, open his mouth, get enough money out to pay your taxes and mine. I'm going to keep saying this because somebody going through already, but God going to meet your need. Come on, God is going to meet your need. It may not come how you think he's going to meet it. Come on. Now, who would have thought? You go fishing, and you go fishing, and the first fish you catch, you open his mouth. Who would have thought that? Come on. But God is going to meet your needs today. So trust God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you're in. God is going to meet your needs, and he will do it. Hallelujah. You can't expect it to come this way. You got to just expect the overall round. I'm expecting. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. But all I know, he's going to do it. Praise God. He's going to meet the need of every circumstance, every situation that's going on in your life. God has not forgotten about you. Just because the year has changed, he's still a man of his word. He's still who he say he is. He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Shabbat. He's still Jehovah Shalom. He's still the Prince of Peace. Whatever you need him to be, he's that. Because why? He changes not. His word is ever settled in heaven. His word, hallelujah, glory to God, is already manifested. Hallelujah, in you, resonate in you. So guess what? You got to put it into the atmosphere in this 2026. Praise God that I am who God says I am. And I'm going to be who God says I can be. I can do what all things 2026 through Christ that what strengthens me and he give me peace. Praise God. I just want to tell you about this. And we preach from this. We taught it from this. Amen. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. He says right here, he says, behold, I would do a new thing. He said, I would do a new thing. God is going to, we've been saying it, yes, every time of the year coming, but I'm still sticking with it. It ain't changing. He says, I would do a new thing. Come on. He said, I would do a new thing. He said, behold, I would do a new thing. Come on. And it's going to be so new. Nobody know. Nobody never seen it. Nobody never experienced this way. Because he said he's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Shall ye not know it? Hallelujah. You never seen it. You never heard it explained like this. Because God is getting ready to do a new thing within in you. God is getting ready to do a new thing within that situation. However you want to put it. He said, and it shall do what? It shall spring forth. It's just going to come forth. Why? Because God has created it. God has designed it. God has put it in place for such a time as this in this new year for you. He's getting ready to do a new thing within you. He's getting ready to do a new thing with over you. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Don't let the enemy tell you that God is not working. Don't let the enemy tell you that God don't understand or God don't care about you. He said, I would do a new thing. Good morning, Sister Carla Neal. He said, I would do a new thing. I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready to show my hand in this new dispensation time, in this new time in your life. He's getting ready to do a new thing. He's getting ready to turn things around. Praise God. He's getting ready to work things out on your behalf. He's getting ready, come on, hallelujah, to bring you through what you thought you couldn't come through. Hallelujah. What you thought you couldn't come out of. Guess what? I will do a new thing, and it shall do what? Spring forth. It's going to spring forth. You're not going to be just walking and nothing is happening. You're not going to be just thinking and nothing is happening. God is going to make it spring forth. You got to keep what? Walking by faith. You got to keep what? Talking faith-filled words that do what? Dominate. It takes over. Praise our God. You can't allow these three cousins to come, praise God, and overtake you. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Why? Because God said he's getting ready to do what? A new thing. He's getting ready to do what? A new thing. He's getting ready to do a what? A new thing. And it shall do what? Spring forth. Praise God. It shall spring forth. He's going to give you what to say. He's going to give you what to do. Praise our God. It's going to be a new thing. You're going to say, well, how can I come out of this? I don't know how to come out. I don't know what to do. He said, I would do it. He's going to do a new thing. You must hold fast to his word. You must hold fast to his promises because he's getting ready to do a new thing. He's getting ready to do what? A new thing. I'm going to keep striving on this and pinpointing this. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Praise our God. Amen. He gave it to me. Amen. Early that Sunday at the end, the last Sunday in the month of 2025, that Sunday at church. Praise our God. He says, guess what? This is the year. Hallelujah. Mother Cleo Weaver, this is the year of the Lord's triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything he promised, and he's going to show his hand. This is the year of the Lord's triumph for you. This is the year of the Lord's triumph for you, my brother, my sister. The Lord is getting ready to show his hand great and mighty. Praise our God, because there's some shifting going on in the atmosphere. God is getting ready to do what? A new thing. He's giving, and it's going to spring forth. It's going to spring forth out of a dry ground. It may look like I'm going through. It may feel like you're going through. But it seems like nothing is happening. But because you hold on to the word of God, he says he's getting ready to do a new thing. And it shall what? Spring forth. And it shall what? Spring forth. Hallelujah. Amen. That means he's going to make it blossom. It's going to blossom right before your eyes. Come on. Hallelujah. It don't look like it, but it's going to blossom, because guess what? He's getting ready to do a new thing. I stopped in this radio station this morning and on Cypress audience, praise God, to encourage you, to let you know, just because you think you're not coming out, just because the enemy trying to tell you that, oh, all right, this is a new year, it's nothing going to happen. No, God is going to do what? A new thing. And it's going to do what? Spring forth. It's going to spring forth you, for you in your home. It's going to spring forth for you in your finances. It's going to spring forth for you in your health. It's going to spring forth, hallelujah, in everything that concerns you. Why? Because he's still who he say he is. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Come on here. He's the Prince of Peace. There is nobody like him. That's why this thing has to spring forth. That's why your miracle has to happen. Come on. In this year, hallelujah. I know it's brand new. We just got in this year. Praise God. And God is concerned about every month, every minute, every second, every hour of those days that we will be in situations, those times that when your back will be back against the wall, God will be a new thing, and it will spring forth. Praise God. It will spring forth. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are, whatever you're doing, but I want to let you know he's getting ready to do a new thing, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen quickly. It's going to happen quickly. Well, guess what? You say, well, Apostle, it's not happening. It's not happening. It is happening now as I speak, as you're listening. God is working on your situation. God is meeting the need. Come on. Yes, he is. Praise God. You say, well, I don't see it. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to happen. You telling me God's doing a new thing, and I'm still looking like I'm stuck. I'm still looking like I'm stuck. But I stopped to tell you on this Friday, January the 2nd, praise God, it's getting ready to happen. What? God is getting ready to do a new thing. Hold fast. Come on here. Hold fast to his word. Come on. Hold fast to his promises. Come on. Let the enemy know, you're not persuading me. I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to stand on firm on the word of God. Because guess what? He's getting ready to do a new thing in your life. He's getting ready to do what? A new thing around you. He's getting ready to do what? A new thing in your development. Whatever you're doing, your hands, whatever your hands touch. Come on. Wherever your feet walk. Come on. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do what? Do a new thing. Come on. I have the peace of God because he's getting ready to do a new thing. Come on here. I have the joy of the Lord. Why? Because he's getting ready to do a new thing. Come on. I have the confidence in him. Hallelujah. That he heareth me when I pray, because he's getting ready to do what? To do a new thing. He's getting ready to spring forth. Come on. Hallelujah. Nobody can do it. Nobody can do this but God. Nobody can spring forth this like nobody but God. I thought about a rose flower or any kind of flower. Praise God. It looked like it's closed up. You know how it looks? A little bud. It start out with a little bud. Praise God. Then it comes up. Then it start pooping out like this, because it's getting ready to do what? It's getting ready to come out. It's getting ready to open up. It's getting ready to open up. Look at your blessing. It's getting ready to open up. And all of a sudden, praise God, when you look again, guess what happened? It springs out and it comes out. Praise God, well, God. We didn't sell my soul, love you, God. I love this. You didn't see the inside of that little bud first. You didn't see that what was on the inside. It looked like it was nothing. It looked like it was nothing. But come go with me in the spirit. This is what God is doing. You're in the midst of that thing. And it looked like it's not. It looked like it's being closed up. But oh, God is proving. He's working on it on the inside. Come on, hallelujah. He's getting ready. He's getting ready. And it looks like it's not going to happen. And it looked like it kept on what? It kept on. And it kept on expanding. This is how your blessing expanded. This is how your health expanded. Whatever it is expanded in your life. And all of a sudden, it spring forth. And out of that little bud, out of that little bud that didn't look like nothing, it materialized to a beautiful rose, a beautiful carnation, a beautiful whatever flower it is. Come on, this is what God is doing. Good morning, Sister Angelina. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord have made. It's getting ready to what? Spring forth. He's getting ready to do a new thing. This is what you said. And I know you probably don't set it down through the years. He's getting ready. But this year, you said with some confidence and some reassurance and don't take down. God's getting ready to do what? To do a new thing. God is doing what? A new thing in my life, in my home, on my job, in my community, in my family, in my children. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. And it's not going to overtake me. It's not going to overtake me because why? I don't walk by what I see. I'm walking by faith because God is getting ready to do what? A new thing. Nobody can't change my mind. Nobody can't make me doubt God. I believe God. I trust God. Why? Because he's getting ready to do what? A new thing. It's the, and it shall what? Spring forth. It shall spring forth. My friend, it shall spring forth, my sister, my brother, excuse me, it shall spring forth within what? Within me, through me, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. And when something springs forth, hallelujah, it springs it out. Come on, it stands out. God is getting ready to cause you to stand out among everything, amongst everything you're going through, amongst everything that will come up to you. Why? Because he's getting ready to spring forth. Hallelujah. You, and when something springs forth, it goes forward. I never would spring backwards. Come on. A spring does not go backwards. A spring just springs forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what God is getting ready to do for you in this hour. Mother, we are Cleo, God is getting ready to do it for you, Sister Adnia, in this hour. God is getting ready to do it for you, Sister Angelina, Providence, in this hour. Come on, those of you that's on watching, this is getting ready to happen. He's getting ready to make it happen for you in this hour. And it will spring forth. And it will spring forth. And when it will spring forth, whatever you want to put it at, wherever you want to put that spring forth in it, command it to spring forth. Hallelujah. Again in my health, it will spring forth. Again in my finances, it will spring forth. Again, it will spring forth. Why? He says, I'm getting ready to do what? A new thing. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Shall you not know it? Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. The enemy don't want you to believe it. The enemy don't want you to confess it. But I stopped to tell you today, God is getting ready to do what? A new thing. And it shall spring forth. And it shall spring forth. I know it. I believe it. What about you? I know it. I receive it. What about you? Come on, somebody got to receive it. I receive that. I receive everything he could said about me. It's been to spring forth. Ain't nothing can back it up. Nothing can stop it because it's getting ready to spring forth. Come on here. Can't nothing shake it. Come on. Hey, come on, sir. Can't nothing tear it down because it's getting ready to spring forth. God is who he say he is. He's going to do it. His word, he hastens, again, I'm going to say it, he hastens to his word to perform it, to do what? To make it spring forth. He hastens to his word to do what? To bring you out. He hastens to his word, hallelujah, to do exactly what he say, excuse me, that he's going to bring out you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. He's going to spring it forth. He's going to spring it forth. Yes. Hallelujah. I know it. I believe it. What about you, Tariq? What about you? Come on. What about you? You got to expect God to do what he said. Because we can't go by the three. We can't go by the three doubts. We can't go by the fear. We can't go by the unbelief. But we got to do what? Hold fast to his word. Because it's going to what? Spring forth. It's going to spring forth, my sister. It's going to spring forth, my brother. Just hold on to the promises of God. This is a new year. This is a new day. This is a new dawning. Praise God. And it shall do what? Spring forth. And it will what? Spring forth. And it what? Will come to pass. Come on. Everything God promised me, it's going to come to pass. Everything God given unto me to have, it's going to happen. I don't care what you go through with. Come on. Hallelujah. God's going to do what he say he's going to do. It's going to do what? Spring forth. Come on. You got to change your confession.